On any given day, more than 500,000 people are homeless in the United States. Many get their meals from private charities. The problem is stubborn. Officials say that more than 1 in 5 of the chronically homeless suffers from mental illness and is hard to reach. At this center called Step Up on 2nd, on 2nd Street in Santa Monica, California, some have found permanent housing and emotional support.
What's the word understand mean, Margaret?
Jacob Ramsey copes with manic depression and says that after years on the street, he has gotten the help he needs and is helping others.
And so someone said to me, you're in Los Angeles now, you're in Hollywood, everybody has a psychiatrist here. So I listen to them.
The center offers friendship and encourages self-expression. It offers help in getting a job. Les Jones teaches technology skills. He has suffered from mental illness for most of his life. And 15 years ago, his sister suggested he see a doctor.
There was so much stigma within my own mind that I didn't do it. 5 years later, I was down and out, and again, I spent about a good half of my adult life homeless. And it was really tough not knowing what in the heck is going on. Finally, I said, you know, maybe Sis was right. And I sought some help, and it's one of the best things I ever did.
Step Up's chief executive, Todd Lipka, says psychiatric treatment is crucial, and members get it at outside facilities.
We're not a clinic where someone comes in once a week or once a month for their medication or support. It's a place where people can thrive and be connected with each other and feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves.
Step Up is expanding to new neighborhoods, and its comprehensive approach is getting attention. It recently celebrated the purchase of 2 buildings in Hollywood that will be converted to permanent housing with support services. Los Angeles County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky says private groups and public officials are now addressing the problem of the thousands of homeless people on the streets.
Not only should we do something, we can do something. We have a roadmap to how to solve chronic homelessness. We know what needs to be done. We have the instruction manual. Let's just get it done.
Yaroslavsky says through permanent support of communities like these, homelessness can finally be ended. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.